Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another new day of walking in the light. It's you in the light because you enlighten our hearts and our minds and our attitudes and our actions. So thank you for this wonderful encouragement this morning, Lord, to wake up to the realities we have so we don't fall. You don't desire any one of us would fall. Your word speaks. If we make our calling and election sure, we won't even stumble. So thank you, Lord, for the encouragement this morning, Lord. Enlighten it to us and motivate us in the reality of the goodness that we were predestined to have, that we now have, and we have it to walk in and enjoy on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13 to 17.
Can I just say this before? Just before this, it says, take heed lest you fall. So now we're going to get answers so as not to fall, to keep our eyes on the Lord, to look to the Lord, to partake of the kingdom in abundance and so that we can arise and shine. Amen.
No temptation, regardless of its source, has overtaken or enticed you. That is not common to human experience, nor is any temptation unusual or beyond human resistance. But God is faithful to his word. He is compassionate and trustworthy, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability to resist. But along with the temptation, he has in the past and is now and will always provide a way out as well, so that you will be able to endure it without yielding and will overcome temptation with joy. Therefore, my beloved, run. Keep far, far away from any sort of idolatry, and that includes loving anything more than God or participating in anything that leads to sin and enslaves the soul. I'm speaking as to wise and sensible people. Judge carefully and thoughtfully consider for yourselves what I say. Is the cup of blessing, which we bless at the Lord's Supper, not a sharing in the blood of Christ? Indeed it is. Is the bread, which we break, not a sharing in the body of Christ? Indeed it is. Since there is one bread, we believers, who are many, are united into one body, for we all partake of the one bread, which represents the body of Christ.
Hallelujah. Now, so taking hold of spiritual realities so that we can not fall. And we need to go to another scripture, and that's verse 11, where he says, we have come, all of us believers, you have come to the end of days. And if you meditate on that, what is it? It's eternity. It's the kingdom of God. And so that is such a reality that we've got to first wake up to. And that reality is, what does the kingdom of God proclaim? What has it brought about for us? And we can go to those last verses from verse 17 through down to 18. And there, where we get this breaking of bread, comes from when Jesus sat with his disciples and he was using symbolism. Because he was going to be giving his blood, his body would be broken. But then beautifully at the end, we see he goes on to say, from now on, I will not drink this natural bread and wine here with you anymore. That's me paraphrasing. But he says in that, I will be drinking it together with you in heavenly places. And this is the reality that has come now. Jesus has died. He has poured out his blood. He has been broken, but he's not broken any longer. He is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and we are fellowshipping with him. I love some of the translations say the sharing in the body, the sharing in the body, sharing in the blood. And the Jubilee Bible speaks about fellowshipping with the body and fellowshipping with the blood. And so the reality now is a new and better covenant where Jesus draws close. We are working together with him. Our labor is not in vain. Why? Because today is a day of salvation. He brought in a day of salvation, and that's a day that we all come into, and then the path gets brighter and brighter. And why did that need to take place? Because that's exactly what we lost in the beginning in Adam. We were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth, and then we lost it. But now, praise God, we can see that in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, where we see God is blessed. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they're all blessed. Why are they blessed? Blessed be God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because we were blessed with every spiritual blessing, or we are blessed with every spiritual blessing. Everything pertaining to life found in the blood, found in Jesus, is now ours. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So there is no lack of answers in this kingdom now, in this reality that we have now through the love of the Father, the work of Jesus, and the power of the Holy Spirit. And then it goes on. And then what's it according to? He says, just as we were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth to be holy and blameless before him in love. So this is the reality, guys, we've got now. And this is what keeps us standing, is when we're holding to the beauty, the love, and the goodness of God that is now found in Christ Jesus. So then we go back now in the scriptures, and we go back to 13 and that, and then what are the answers so that we don't fall? And then it says that no temptation has overcome you except such as is common to man. So all the temptations, the squeezings that we will ever go through is common to man. So it's demonic, and it's called common. So it's common to man. So it's these things that we were once maybe open to, but now we've got to wake up and not be open to this deception, this lies, this carnal man, this natural man, this unfaithful man, this bitter man. I'm thinking about all the ways that can keep you short of the glory. Those are the things we need to know. The testing that we go through is so that we can lift up our eyes and not fall for those lies. And then the beautiful other promise that God goes on there to say, and you will not allow to be tempted beyond what you are able. So when these testings come, we're able to overcome them. God is not wanting us to fall. It's opportunity to lift up our eyes, take hold of answers, and overcome. Amen. You see that? So that's so important. And then it goes on so beautifully that God is there to show us or make the way of escape. And that's a reality. You've got a God that's got one thing in mind for you, just like any good parent. They want the best. They want their children to arise and shine. They want their children to overcome. So this is the reality, guys, we have got now in Christ Jesus. Amen. We have been restored to our true heavenly family, where we truly come from, and we now need to keep our eyes on them. We have passed from death into life. Amen. The God quality of life has now been made available to us, and that's what we partake in. And as we look to the Lord, listen to the Lord, walk with the Lord, we grow into the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ. No lack. Amen. Glory to glory. But it's a path, guys. Amen. It's a path. So you come out of carnality, you come out of the flesh, and you come into spirituality, and you are there now to grow in spirituality, in union with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in obedience, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.